Welcome to the official podcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's Charlie, Jackson, Kaya, Andrew, and repeat guest back by popular demand, Sean, also known as Jacksepticeye on the YouTube space.
Popular demand. No one wanted this.
Except you.
I was going to mention, Jack, a little fun fact, Sean was a bit disappointed with his performance in this Thunderdome last time, so now he's back to prove his worth to all of you, and he'll earn a shout out at the end of the episode if he performs well.
So Jack, from what I understand, you're a huge fan, right? Is that correct?
I am. Massive fan.
So you were in the supermarket, you bought a chocolate bar, and you found this golden ticket, and it said the official podcast guest seat. And now here you are.
Yeah, it actually read like, we got no one else, so come around if you want.
It was a golden ticket information at the bottom. It said, please.
Please, for the love of God.
Please.
E3 is over. We have nothing to talk about.
Jesus Christ. We didn't even have anything to talk about during E3.
Well, that says a lot about E3, doesn't it?
Oh my God, yeah. Ugh.
So then, Sean, on that topic, what can you just a quick round off so we don't dive down that rabbit hole again? What were some things you hated or really liked from E3?
Well, everything was super boring this time.
Yep.
Well,
no, don't say that, Sean. Now you're an evil contrarian. Yeah.
Now, Sean, be careful. You're not allowed to have an opinion, but please continue.
I know. I said that Spider-Man was slightly disappointing and it's showing and everyone's freaking the fuck out at me.
You mean you hate quick time events and scripted action sequences? What's wrong with you?
I know. God forbid I want some web swinging through the city, but no.
Oh, Jesus. Oh my God. Don't even bring that up. Charlie wants that too. Web swinging.
Web swinging. Fuck off. When does Spider-Man ever web swing? What are you talking about?
That's not his power.
Oh my God.
Seriously.
I know. Right?
His power is pressing buttons.
I was going to say that. Fuck.
His superpower is to be a teenage idiot.
His superpower is to sell millions of video games, no matter how bad they are.
Jackson, take this out. We can't have this opinion on here. This is a little too much.
Cue 5 threads on our subreddit about
how annoying
we are. I feel
like I've opened a wound from the last episode.
God. Whatever.
We're not allowed opinions.
Kaya, can I ask you a personal question?
I love personal questions, especially from you.
Okay. Are you personally, and you know, don't let anyone else know, but are you hiring? And follow up, do you know the best place to post that job that you're hiring for?
I am currently hiring for some very delicate jobs, but I cannot disclose the nature of those. But yes, I do know where to hire all the good people, and it's ziprecruiter.com/official. Do you know about ZipRecruiter?
Well, I've been told from some secret sources that ZipRecruiter is a place where you can post your job to 100 plus job sites with one click. And then their own powerful technology, they developed it for years in a lab, Kaya. Years.
Years. I heard it was originally DARPA technology.
Not days, not weeks, but years will match the right people and the most qualified people to your job instantly and better than anyone else.
So this isn't just for professional, awesome, amazing, glistening god podcasters like us. If you have a job idea, like maybe you have an app idea, a video game idea, and you want to hire a freelancer, you can go to ziprecruiter.com/official, and you could post a job for free for our listeners, ziprecruiter.com/official, and you can get the best applicants for it. They apply to you. You don't even have to go out look for them. You don't have to trawl through pages upon pages of thousands of applicants. The best ones will just be recommended to you. If you need a programmer, maybe an artist, a musician, sound designer, whatever it may be, maybe you just need a writer. Maybe you just need a crew for your E3 setup, and you can go there and then
hire them now. So you'll be ready next year for your E3 setup.
Exactly. And over 80% of the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified response within the first 24 hours, so you don't have to wait long. You get nice some analytics. You see how many people viewed your job offer, how many people viewed your application. Maybe, you know, a lot of people our age, millennials and such. If you're right out of high school or college and you're looking for jobs, you can also post your jobs on ZipRecruiter.
The entire point, guys, and Kai, I'm gonna sum this up in a nice, sweet little package like ZipRecruiter will do for your job. Find out today, and I mean today or tomorrow, but probably today, why businesses of all sizes, from 1 to 1 billion people, will find the most qualified job candidates at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/official. Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
So, Sean, what made you crave this podcast back? What podcasts have you been on since?
None. Thank God. Like, I couldn't go on any other podcast after I was on the last episode.
He's loyal.
It was so good, it ruined me.
Yeah.
exclusivity yeah. deal. Gets him every time.
I just wanted more of that big moist.
Oh, he knows what we got over here.
There's going to be a lot of condensation today, my friend. Don't worry.
I wanted more of Kaya's condescension.
Ah, you missed
he
that.
Knows he's so well. Wow, that's awesome.
I don't know what episode number you were because, you know, we have all these big guests.
13.
All right.
11.
Jackson remembers the little people.
Jackson's got his timestamp card out.
Jackson's the guy in CSI. You go, I need you to look up this perp. And he's like, on it.
Arrested in 2014.
I was mashing my keyboard as hard as I could.
Commitment.
But yeah, your episode number was apparently the catalyst for people thinking I'm sort of a bully to our guests.
But I
think you had a good time.
You were an asshole to me.
Okay, you know what? I was gonna be nice to you this time around, but I think I'm gonna have to whip out the bad cop here. You're in for a doozy with one bad cop and three nice ones now. So Jack, I saw you remember. Well, I heard. I remember you said you mentioned the Bortburger thing, but since you are back on this podcast and supposedly our biggest fan, I want you to do the joke.
Okay, this as a test. So there's this place I was driving down with my girlfriend, right? I don't know, fucking I-105 or something.
No! No, sorry, got to start over, try again.
So I'm this like big dicked, really handsome dude just driving down the street. And I was like, hey, it's like, I'm fucking craving some food. Yo, dog.
Sounds just like me.
So wait, you saw a guy with a huge dick and went, boy, I'm hungry.
It was my dick. I looked down and I was damn.
You sound just like Jesse Pinkman too. I want some food, like, yo.
Yo, bitch, food at?
And then that's Badger.
I saw this place, and they were like, come on in, 2-for-1 special on board burgers. So I was like, board burgers? What are those? And then... I forget the
Jesus, Sean, you're like the Hollywood reboot of Charlie's joke. Your intention is there, but boy, are you missing almost all of it.
Well, I had to compensate with something.
Where's the female main character? Why is it still Charlie?
Tara Reid.
Oh, that's fine.
He's right on the money with that one.
Gal Gadot. Mm-hmm. She goes to Goldberger, then what?
You can't afford Gal Gadot in your joke.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, not even in my dreams, I guess.
Did you just, after episode 13, did you just stew in your room like, oh, they made fun of me, I'm going to come back and roast them. Write all these jokes. We're going to Kaya back.
No. He's carving into his arm with a fucking knife. Board burgers. Board burgers.
Throwing knives at the wall with our portraits
on. Just a
on.
Picture of Kaya and it's just like throwing darts at it.
Coming on it from long range.
I'll show you a cougar poster.
Sean, how many times have you thought about my cougar poster? Because Alex was on a couple of weeks ago, I Hate Everything, and apparently he was just enthralled by my poster.
Is it a good poster?
Oh, does he not know? He doesn't
He's
know.
He's out of the loop.
You didn't tell him about the cheetah poster. That was a... we took an episode off for that one and focused more on our core, which was wieners.
Understandable.
Refine the process. Poster? It's like on... Sean, on our Patreon for $50,000.
Oh, that's what that is?
What, do you think it was something worthwhile?
Well,
it's only 50,000.
No, well, yeah. Part of me wondered and part of me hoped it would be something like this, so you didn't disappoint.
Yeah, it doesn't disappoint. I'll send you some photos later if you want to buy it, maybe as a collector's item.
For his new house over the fireplace.
That's going to be worth a lot once I'm bigger than Michael Jackson.
And if nothing else, it's great for cloning.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You could feed that thing into a Xerox machine and Kaya would come out.
Oh, no.
There's so much Kaya data in there, you could literally pop that into just about anything and get a Kaya out of it.
You could write an Apple II just by putting it in a plastic box.
An alien facehugger could probably facehug that poster. Impregnated.
Oh, man. So, Sean, you seem super amped and super hyped to come back on. I'm sensing this, and I could be wrong. You came with a story to tell us, didn't you?
I just told you it was board burgers.
Oh, fuck! All right, never mind.
I legitimately think he's just here for vengeance.
That's all it is. That's why I blew you off last week. I had to just once I knew I was coming back on, I was just like carving out in stone tablets what I was going to say.
You didn't have all the bullets.
Yeah,
you didn't have a sheet of paper.
Fuck no! You think we have sheets of paper over here?
Fair enough. I forgot that Ireland is in the middle of the Stone Revolution.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm in the UK now. I'm a fucking dirty treasonous bastard now.
Wait, you're in the UK?
Yeah.
I thought you had moved to the US.
God no.
Yeah, my information why would you do that? I've got the wrong fact sheet, guys. Sorry.
Come on, Wikipedia, dude. Don't you remember from last time?
Yeah, dox him. Jesus.
Sick the hound on it, Andrew. Is he telling the truth? Is that where he moved? What's his address?
Oh, jeez. Let me look. Let me crunch
numbers. Andrew didn't even know his own age last time.
checks out. Wikipedia says it's true.
All right.
He's telling the truth, boys.
Really CSI'd that one, Magoo.
Well, also, according to my my intrepid research, the green eyeball on your channels and paraphernalia is called Septic Eye Sam.
Holy fuck.
Right?
Exposed.
Fucking
exclusive to the official podcast.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Tell your friends.
Wow. That's amazing. So which Ember's Ghost Squad OC is that?
All right, he seems to have disconnected.
All right, that flew over your head. You were not as prepared as you should have been.
No, I know. I just didn't know what to say.
There you go. Caught you off guard, you flat-footed galoot.
He got him.
Got him.
It's a battle between two Goliaths. Scary.
So anyway, Jacksepticeye, you must have your, you must have a lot of connections on YouTube. Did you know Austin Jones?
Was he a good friend? Thankfully, no. I did not spread my butthole for Austin Jones. I did not goatsee Austin Jones.
Can you make that your official witness testimony, Your Honor?
I did not spread
my asshole for Austin Jones.
I did not make it clear.
I was way too old
for Austin Jones.
Do you ever think, this is an honest question, do you think that maybe when he was getting those girls to do those horrible acts, you know how he wanted them to scream like, this booty's 14, I'm 14? Mm-hmm. Do you ever think if he thought ahead and while they were filming it, he made them say, I'm 18, this booty's 18, he'd be off the hook?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, first of all, backstory for anyone who might not know, Austin Jones, is he in jail now? Is he still a YouTuber?
Hopefully. No, he's on bail. He's on bail.
Oh, okay, all right. So then still YouTuber and degenerates, which I know redundant. But this YouTuber apparently used his fame to solicit nudes from 14-year-olds almost exclusively. So what he would do is ask them their age, and if they were anything above 14, he'd basically just block them, apparently. But if they were 14, he'd pressure and bully and just manipulate them into sending him their nudes, but he had a fetish for them twerking and mentioning their names. So he would say shit like, yeah, send me a video of you twerking and say, I'm 14, three times in the video. And then the girl would say like, yeah, I'm 14. This ass is 14 years old. That's right, 14. Yeah, this ass is 14.
Your fucking 14-year-old girl impression sounds like a shady dealer in a children's cartoon.
Yes, I'm 14, and I'll make all your dreams come true.
Yeah, sounds like he's kidnapping them to some sort of a fun place.
Find my magic lamp, and I'll twerk for you.
But no, he would he would give them instructions on how to twerk, but they wouldn't get it, so he would have to film instructional videos.
Yeah, wasn't there like a video of
twerking?
Him doing it?
Yeah, yeah, there's several. There's several that they recovered of him. Jackson, put it on screen. Let's lambaste this. Yeah.
Jackson, put the evidence on screen. Let the viewers at home decide.
This is Exhibit A. I feel like reading the chat logs, but... Point is, yeah, he would send instructional videos of himself twerking to these girls as an example of how they should be twerking. And Andrew, like, just as you said, this guy kind of fucked himself, because usually when criminals do this kind of shit, they try to make sure that they, you know, they don't get caught.
Cover all tracks.
And that there's no evidence of their crimes, yeah. And this guy almost went the opposite route. This is like if he went to a drug dealer and went like, yeah, all right, now look in this camera and say, I'm selling you pot. Yeah, that's right. This is pot. That's right. Yeah, I'm selling you pot and super illegal. Yeah, maybe some fucking LSD too. Yeah.
And then show me your butthole.
Show me your butthole.
Yeah, that was the creepiest thing. He said, you're not a real fan unless you show me your butthole. Man.
It's really hard to get to me. It's really
fucked up, dude.
It's really fucking hard to like disturb me with shit on the internet because I've seen so much and become so jaded. But as I was reading the court logs, it started to really upset me.
Andrew, it's not even half of it. Oh. There's victim A and then there's victim B.
Yeah.
And hang on. You can read the full case file links against Austin Jones. Yes, please.
He was really demanding about it too. Did you notice that he'd like get really just creepy on it and
super offended. Yeah,
he'd be all like, can you show me your butthole? And then like she'd be like, here's my butthole. And he'd be okay, like, no, show it closer. No, do it again.
Yeah,
no,
and he said it would be super funny if you showed her butthole.
Just for laughs.
We'll all laugh about it.
Wouldn't it be super wicked funny if you just clapped your asshole at me? Oh my god, just imagine.
Can you imagine in 10 years when we'll look back and say, hey, remember when I wanted to fuck you as a child? That was great.
America's best home videos.
What a creepy man. Creepy man with a creepy plan.
There it is, victim A and Jones. Jones, in your honest opinion, do you think your butt is good enough to give guys boners? Victim A.
Yeah, I have given guys boners with it many times.
Jones, it hasn't given me a boner yet. That's why I'm concerned.
Yeah, because I'm a fucked up piece of shit. That's why.
Jones.
Sorry, keep going.
Jones, I guess try harder! Exclamation mark. Add more lines while you bounce, if you think that will help. Victim A.
It's somehow how I try no underwear, I won't show anything.
You can try that. Let's see.
I'm not sure about you personifying these people so well.
It's scary. We've
read many a chat log from Good Games Greg and the like.
Yeah, that's what this whole thing is reminding me of, is Good Games Greg.
Well, no, Good Games Greg is just far more sad. No. His was, can you just please wipe me up?
Far more harmless. I mean, that guy just solicited nudes from one woman and he didn't even get anything. Yeah,
he wasn't successful.
Basically told him to fuck off. And it wasn't this, I don't know, this played well. And this guy knew his tricks. No, Jones, okay, go make it clap super loud and talk about your age the whole time. Got it? Clap it super loud and say these lines. I'm only 14. Yeah, only 14 years old. This ass is only 14 years old.
He did it in like the most incriminating way possible. It's like, make sure we know how old you are. Here's a video of me instructing you. He did everything to get caught.
Yeah,
he might as well just went to the police himself.
Yeah, now shove my driver's license in your pussy. Yeah.
Yeah, this is my social security number. Say it loud.
Now call my mom and tell her I'm bad.
This is my blood type.
Do a line to rob a bank while you're at it. All right, here. Jones, wait, you're 14?
Yeah, I'm a youngster.
Victim B's first name. Do you realize how lucky you are? I seriously shouldn't even be talking to you. Victim B.
Why?
No shit.
Because you're so young.
You're young too, though.
I'm 23. He's got a point. I like that too, how he points out, I'm actually too old for you, bitch.
23 is old now.
Well, yeah, 23 for 14-year-olds. I'm sorry,
I think
you
anyone
feel old.
Is too old for 14.
Yeah, unless you're 14 yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy kind of looked like a grown man in a 14-year-old's body, kind of.
Wouldn't he look like a 14-year-old then?
Maybe, what? No.
Maybe in Japan. The age is 13 there.
In like India 9 if you marry them first?
Do they have
so gross.
Do they even have an age?
That's fucked up.
Yes, but that's the same in many countries.
What is the legal age for butthole consent?
That's actually different in certain areas, Charlie.
Is it really?
State dependent.
Oh God, I think what yeah, he's right. I think there's one state, I want to say Texas or some shit, where like you can have vaginal sex or normal sex at 16, but anal you have to be 18.
Oh, that's the same over
it
here.
It is in their fucking charter. I'm serious.
What interesting legislation.
How old do you have to be to clap it, though?
It depends on if you're screaming your age while you do it or not.
It's all up to Twitch's guidelines.
Bend over halfway. Doesn't have to be all the way. Put your left hand on your left butt cheek, and then your right hand on your left on your right butt cheek, and then clap them together repeatedly. Got it? Instead of clapping them, how about you just spread your cheeks for 10 seconds then? Would that be easier?
This doesn't even
your wedgie
sound
has
hot.
To be good enough so that when you spread your cheeks, it shows the edges of your butthole. Oh my God, that would be so funny. Did your butthole show?
This doesn't even sound arousing. This sounds like dumb shit I do in the shower.
No, it sounds like two little children like exploring their bodies in the kindergarten. Like, oh, you have a butthole too?
That's how I made friends in kindergarten.
That didn't happen to me.
Whoa, you have a butthole too? Let's go play Batman.
Buttman. If you really are my biggest fan, you would do it. You're God. Doing so good. I need my biggest fan to be confident. It'll be so funny if you do it without them. Like, as soon as you spread them, oh my God, we'll both laugh. I'm trying to help
so
you so much.
Creepy.
This is so fucked up.
I have to see your butthole to know for sure that you care 100%.
What's he expecting to find down there?
This is legitimately the most like fucked little, up thing I've heard in a long time.
A little tattoo over his face or some shit. Yeah.
Do you trust me? Do you trust me? Then show me your butthole.
I bet you had no idea when you met me that just one day later you'd get to show me your butthole. How special do you feel?
Oh, what a fucking cunt.
What a creep.
It's like a Patreon reward. We should have this, like $500, you get to show us your butthole.
So what I'm hearing is next week's guest is Austin Jones.
Yeah. I wish. Come on to defend yourself, Austin.
He and by I'm that sure I mean his lawyer is welcome to come on and defend him.
Yeah, I'm sure there's two sides to the story. It would be amazing to hear yours. Let's see how you explain this one.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can show your butthole and get it closer to the camera? And this gem, do you know how to flex your butthole? Okay, LOL, and no, try it. Squeeze your butthole and then unsqueeze it and repeat it a bunch.
What? What does that mean?
It's from a Bowflex commercial.
I'm doing it right now.
Kegels?
No, flexing your butthole, like when you pinch out that little turd at the end of a shitting session, that's what flexing it is.
Oh, right, yeah.
Do I have to send you an instructional video,
Yeah,
Jackson?
Please. Show me close up.
Google this scientific diagram. Then you'll know everything.
I was thinking he'd be the sort of guy that would come on here, and his defense would be like just reiterating what he had said in the videos.
There was a defense, didn't he release some sort of a statement? A letter?
No, he didn't.
How many subscribers
did
he have?
He did
500k.
The sad like thing that. Is too. He does a cappella versions of like actual songs, like covers, where he does a little mosaic of his videos where he sings different parts of a song and a cappella. And it's the exact same thing a bunch of other YouTubers do too.
Like Smooth and Groove, that kind of
exactly,
shit.
Exactly, yeah. And he seems to be a cool guy. It's sad that this guy would drag that shit through the mud. But here's his official statement. To my friends, fans, and family, I wanted to explain why I've been off of social media and have taken a break from my music. I've been in therapy seeking to help discover why I communicated with my fans in a way that I have come to fully realize was inappropriate. I'd have conversations online with girls that would involve me asking them to create a video of themselves twerking. Sometimes I'd make videos of myself doing some twerk moves in return.
Fell into the conversation. Yeah, what's
promoting
going on
it
over here?
You can check out my twerking videos at my second channel.
What an apology.
His official statement has clicked the link in the description written in it.
Link in bio. Merch in bio.
Smash that like button.
I never asked them to do anything more than send a twerking video. Nothing ever went beyond that. And I guess clapping and butthole flexing. But yeah,
that's part of twerking.
It's all part of the process.
I see Beyonce doing that shit.
It's just dancing.
Ariana Grande on stage.
It's like capoeira. Perfect. It looks like fighting, but it's not.
So dumb.
And apparently he did this just to dozens of girls.
God, what a genuinely fuck you, Austin Jones.
Yeah, seriously.
God. Now I'm going to, you know, I think I'm going to go to his videos and dislike them. You know, it's a harsh punishment. It's a lot, I know, but I'm sorry. I got to smash that dislike button.
You going to give him that old Keemstar treatment?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he deserves it. Like, Keemstar is debatable, depends on your views, but this guy, I'm feeling that dislike button, you know?
When the buttholes get involved, that's when I get serious.
Charlie fights for the buttholes.
You know, I wasn't sure he was committing pedophilia. But then when she started screaming, I'm 14, this ass is 14, I made my decision.
You forgot, this ass is only 14.
I was up with him until the butthole flexing, but then the 14 really cut me loose.
Well, you know,
that's when I went over the edge.
One of our Twitch mods is very closely involved with the law, with his own run-ins, so he pointed out correctly that this is technically not pedophilia, it's hebephilia. Because they're past puberty, but still creepy enough for him to get arrested, I guess, thankfully.
Yeah. Well, it's still illegal enough.
Yeah. I'd hope so.
It also reminds me, when you said fuck Austin Jones, I also want to extend a big fuck you to Josh Peck from the Drake and Josh duo. I don't know if you guys follow that drama.
Is he also a pedophile?
Wait, what did Josh do?
Wait, what? I thought Josh was the good one.
That's what I thought too, but new reports from official people on the inside circle have reported to me that Josh Peck didn't invite Drake Bell to his own wedding.
That's
what they
really
told me is
up.
He did not come on our podcast.
Yeah, no, I mean, fuck what's Josh Peck still because he ignored me when I asked him to come on the podcast too. So Josh, if you're listening to this, you're not even welcome to come on and defend yourself. I hate you.
We're just going to get your lookalike, JonTron.
Is it because of all those videos Drake Bell sent him of him spreading his ass and saying this ass is only 14 years old?
Wait, Josh Peck is getting married?
Well, he got married and Drake wasn't invited.
To Miranda Cosgrove of all people.
Damn.
You weren't invited either, Jack?
Wait, what?
Miranda, really?
Wait, what?
I don't know.
No, he was kidding. He was
kidding.
Thank
fucking God.
Oh.
Isn't she still 14?
I thought he was getting School of Rock up in this.
God damn.
That got everyone all energized. Nice, Jackson.
Yeah, jeez.
Actually, you just modeled all of our fucking childhood series together.
They were in the same series.
Fiction.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. She was like his little younger sister at like age 5, and that would have made for awful fan fiction.
She was like
and
14.
She was iCarly.
She was not 14, and
she
Josh
was not
and Drake,
14.
She was like 8 at the most. She was 14 in iCarly.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting new reports from official intel squad at the HQ that Miranda Cosgrove. was also not invited to Josh Dick's wedding.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't Josh with you at the start for the Drake thing, but no. He dissed my girl Miranda. Fuck Josh Dick.
Yeah, for real. Asshole. That's just ridiculous.
What a loser.
And Paige O'Brien, whoever she is, his new wife.
Yeah, fuck Paige.
Yeah, Josh Peck, you know, you seem to have shed a bunch of pounds in recent years, but I also think you shed some humanity, dog.
that's the real true right there.
There it is. That's too real. Now he has to come on and defend himself.
Exactly. Let's do a super episode where we invite him and Drake Bell on at the same time.
A therapy session.
And don't tell them.
Yeah, like Maury Povich.
Well, fucking Jerry Springer their asses.
Yeah, Jerry Springer.
Hell yeah.
All right, everyone... Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, I cannot shut up. Andrew, I'm hungry. What do I do?
You're hungry?
Yeah,
Kaya,
I'm parched.
Well,
I'm starving.
Kaya, let me ask you, give me a quick rundown of what's in your kitchen. Give me the utensils, the food, the ingredients,
nothing,
everything. What's in there?
Andrew, you know
exactly.
Me, man. I'm poor. There's nothing in my fridge, bro, besides corpses. What?
Exactly. There's nothing that's going to be in your kitchen that's more important than perhaps that one thing sitting in the corner, that old trustworthy blue apron. But it's not a physical real blue apron. It's a metaphorical blue apron, as in blueapron.com/official. Kaya, tell the folks at home what blueapron.com is.
Blueapron.com saved me in a dark time of my life, man. So you go to blueapron.com/official and you get to order 3 free meals. So what does Blue Apron exactly do? They take fresh ingredients from farmers and all good folks all over America and they package them up and they send them to your doorstep. So you have fresh ingredients in a box with a recipe so you can make your own meals. This is less than $10 per person per serving, so it's pretty much cheaper than most fast food you could order these days, and it's healthy. You know what's in it. You prepare it yourself, so you get to be proud of what you do. It's more fun. It's more healthier. Obviously, you know what's in it. And am I forgetting anything, Andrew? Is it this awesome?
Kaya, you may have mentioned it already, but I'm a lazy man. I'm a very lazy man. I like to take the easy way out and do the lazy thing. Blue Apron delivers to your door.
It does.
Right,
it delivers to your
door
with the recipe, mind you. All the ingredients you need to make a meal to your doorstep with the recipe that you can prepare under 40 minutes. You might be thinking, well, I don't want to stand there. I'm not Martha Stewart. I don't want to make food for like 3 hours sitting in front of a stove. What am I, a mom of five? No, doesn't have to be. 40 minutes is all you need. It's guaranteed. Now, anyone can make this. You don't even have to know how to cook.
Kaya, look, the problem for some people are thinking, though, they go, listen, I have money, but I'm really stingy on spending my money. The thing is, folks, you can have free money at one point. How? If you use that link that we shouted like Neanderthals earlier, blueapron.com/official, get that loud and clear, blueapron.com/official, you will get your first three meals free. That is three different times in your life, maybe three times in the same day, maybe three different days once, that you will eat absolutely free, no money cost to you, by using the link blueapron.com/official.
No risk, free money. No one
exactly
gets a deal like that.
Why not?
Other
really
than our awesome listeners. Make that food. Make your family proud. Make some damn
and
good
then
food.
Make food for your family, because you're getting plenty of meals with this bargain.
Hey, we're not judging. Maybe if you want to make it all for yourself and eat it all for yourself and hog it all.
Yeah,
hey,
go nuts.
I mean,
it's your food and it's free. No one's going to judge you. They drop the box off and
it's
they
your
say
food.
Goodbye.
It's your food. A man is entitled to the sweat of his brow. If you make that food, you're entitled to keep it. You don't have to hand it out to anyone, man. We're not communists. blueapron.com/official.
Check it out. It's free.
Food.
So speaking of celebrities doing batshit insane things, did you guys see Cosby screaming Fat Albert?
Yep.
Hey, hey,
yeah.
Hey. That is my favorite thing that's happened all month.
Wait, what
happened? So Jackson, to inform you and the unenlightened viewers, after the second day of deliberations for Cosby's trial, he was being led out of the court by his lawyer and like a couple cops. And there was, of course, like a huge mob of...
Then again, I guess everyone knows at this point Bill Cosby's rape allegations.
Yeah, everyone knows that part. So he's being led out for the trial, and there was like a huge mob of press behind like the press wall and all that, and they were screaming like, Mr. Cosby, Mr. Cosby, Mr. Cosby. So his response to all this was, as he's walking, to crank his head towards the sky and go, hey, 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 and then keep walking. As loud as he could in the Fat Albert voice.
And then America forgave him.
Oh my
God. For real.
And then there was a solid, you could taste it, like a 2 second silence, not like literally 2 full seconds of just everyone not saying a fucking word after he did that. It was
Bill
amazing.
Cosby is a lot of things, but one thing he is not is a bad Fat Albert. That man has still got the fucking pipes for Fat Albert.
I feel like he's playing like fourth dimensional chess at this point. Like, this is his strategy, and it's going to pay off and get him off of all charges because of that.
Yeah, the jurors are now swayed.
If only OJ did that when he was convicted.
If only everyone did it.
Yeah, OJ during his trial should have started quoting Naked Gun stuff.
I would have forgave him. Naked Gun's great.
Just sitcom catchphrases to get out of situations.
It kind
of
sucks when you watch Naked Gun, because those movies are hilarious and amazing, but there's that thought in the back of your mind where you're just like, this guy killed a man. This guy killed his wife. Possibly. Yeah. Allegedly. This guy led a police chase. This guy used to be a football player.
This guy allegedly raped 50 women.
Was it 50?
I don't know, but it was a lot.
I mean, regardless of how you feel on OJ,
he must have
like,
kept a ledger.
Regardless of how you feel on him, there's the debate of did he do it, did he not, whatever. That's a whole discussion. We don't need to get into it. The thing that always makes me laugh, the thing that always makes me laugh is however many years down the road, he went, you know what the best idea for my career is now? I'm going to write a book called If I Did It, where I detail excruciatingly well what would have happened if I committed these crimes. What testicles? What brass balls on that man?
But is he still alive? What is he
rich
doing?
And powerful.
No, he's in jail. He went and like robbed a hotel for his memorabilia for when he played in the NFL.
He's on Brilliant. That celebrity death spiral. He's probably going to die of like a drug overdose in his 50s or something.
I'm surprised he hasn't already. I'm surprised he didn't commit suicide like shortly after that whole...
It's coming. I guarantee you he's going to die like prematurely. I guarantee it.
Rest in peace. We don't deserve him.
I just want to know what's going to happen to Carlson.
Allegedly. If he's guilty, then rotten hell. But if he's not, rest in peace.
Well, I mean, whether or not he's guilty of killing the woman, he's guilty of trying to rob and kill the man who had his sports memorabilia.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Mean, yeah, he is, well, not officially, but that's like the biggest common culture farce in history is how just he got off. But I just want to see where Cosby is going to go with his little fat Albert's court case.
Apparently, last time I checked it, there's like, it's a 70-30 split where 70% say guilty and 30% of the jury say not guilty. So who knows?
On Cosby?
Yeah, currently. Yeah, I mean, it could be wrong.
Mistrial now, but they said they would have to do it again.
Mm-hmm. That brings me to an interesting question for Sean. Has there ever been a trial like that in Ireland that you can think of that got like your whole nation's attention? You know, is there like a split decision? Did he do it? Did he not?
Yeah, did you ever get any allegations?
No, we don't rape and kill people as much as you guys seem to do. The most that happens.
That's a goddamn
is, like,
lie. I'll rape and kill you for that.
it's all about politicians getting in trouble or like realtors or bankers or something. It's like nothing that juicy ever happens over this side of the world. Yeah. You guys love your court cases. You guys love going to court and jail and lawyers and all that shit.
We love going to jail, that's for sure.
That's a good follow-up then. So disregarding like things of that nature, what would you say was the last big sensation Ireland had? The last big thing that really just sweeped
apart from
your whole
you.
Country?
Conor McGregor.
I was going to say me. That was my go-to.
You had the index card ready to go.
No, it probably is Conor McGregor, actually.
Yeah, he just got a statue made, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
So enlighten the fans and also myself, who is Conor McGregor?
He is an MMA fighter. And he's a fair bite.
Oh, okay, yeah. I blanked. I know who you're talking about now.
Is it MMA that he's in? I'm a fake fan.
Yeah, it's MMA. You got it.
And he had a child, and now he's going to fight Mayweather.
That's going to be really disappointing.
Right. Of course it is.
Why disappointing?
Because Mayweather is by far probably the most talented fighter to ever exist, at least in the boxing realm. McGregor really probably won't even land a punch on him. He's just the best defensive fighter you could possibly imagine. He'd be like going into like a Madden game and creating a 99 in everything character and just making him unbeatable. He's the real life video game character.
When was the last time he fought properly, though?
He's 40 years old.
He's an old
Floyd
guy.
Floyd Mayweather's 40 fucking years old, and Colin McGregor's only 28.
It doesn't matter. His last fight was like 12 months ago, I think, but it doesn't matter. He's just way too good at being a defensive fighter. No one can ever.
The buttload of money they're going to make from that fight.
$80 million each.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. We're in the wrong business.
When it was Mayweather and Pacquiao, that fucking disappointing snore fest, they made $50 million a minute, and I think they both pocketed over 60.
Good Jesus. God. I'd have someone punch me in the face for $1 million a minute.
Oh, I wouldn't let
Not
Floyd
if it's
Mayweather.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't let that man tickle my scrotum. Those hands are going to be so rugged and just brute forced.
I mean, if I was trained enough like to at least survive the match, if they told me, you know what, you're going to need recovery for like 2 years, but you're going to be set for life.
If I could train my brain to not turn off when he hit me, then yeah.
I'd run around the ring, go into a fetal position, just be a little bitch, and then to still get my money. I don't care.
I wouldn't even go in there if they offered me full medieval knight gear. I don't think I'd survive.
You just dense it.
Yeah.
But, no, I'd do it. And then at the end, I'd yell like, Adrian, I did it.
You just yell, hey, hey, hey. Just ask Mayweather to spread his asshole for you.
Fantastic.
Whatever happens to Klitschko brothers? I don't ever hear about them anymore.
I think one of them retired.
Yeah, one of them went into politics, I know that, but yeah. I don't know what the fuck the other one did.
Probably still just being scary somewhere, just not in the ring.
I don't think they could even get a job in America because they're the European style boxers where it's like slow and like more strategic. rather than animalistic.
You mean not getting a job as a boxer? Because I feel like if they're talented enough, they'd absolutely be able to.
No, Andrew, the thing is, some people get angry at them because they made boxing, quote, boring. Because, you know, when you say boxing, people like to think of shit like Mike Tyson, you know, beating the shit out of someone, throwing like 5 punches a minute and biting the person's ear off. Well, back then, but 10 years ago, right? And then Klitschko brothers came along. And for those who don't know, the Klitschko brothers, they're both the heavyweight world champions because they're just such huge fucking bears that they have a huge arm span where they can basically keep their opponents at a distance and then slowly basically just keep tapping them in the face. And that's just how they wear them down. Their opponents usually don't even get a single punch in.
Mayweather does the same thing at a lower weight division. He's just very defensive. He'll dodge all the punches, brush him off, and then just jab real quick back at him. He has a really long wingspan.
See, they should just face off. I thought it was adorable that the Klitschko brothers apparently agreed that they would never fight in the same federation, so they wouldn't have to fight against one another. Apparently, they promised their moms.
I was literally about to say it probably upset their mother.
Yeah, that's adorable.
That's so cute.
Poor Martha.
Why'd you say that name? How do you know that name?
Just they beat each other senseless into amnesia almost. And then Martha just triggers all the childhood memories. You're my brother.
Now let's go fight Doomsday.
If they ever have to fight, as soon as the bell rings, they just hug it out.
Mayweather is Doomsday.
They slowly embrace in the middle of the ring.
That's what they should do. Agree to like a million a minute and then just hug for like 5 minutes.
I wish they just did like realistic pro wrestling where just Mayweather versus the Klitschko brothers tapping in and out and actually trying to hurt each other. That would be cool.
I wish more things were like worldwide or WWE. I would love that. I love goofy that shit gets. I love the whole drama around it. God, it's cute.
That's a good topic. So, Charlie, we both know we were into that. Any of you other guys follow like old school wrestling, like Attitude Era and all that
Kane and Undertaker came around is when I last watched anything like that.
Yeah,
Canadian Undertaker.
Well, wait, the Undertaker started in like the 80s.
No, he doesn't. You're talking about the modern Undertaker, right?
I think so.
Yeah, no, he didn't start in the 80s.
The game started coming out like old original PlayStation era.
Yeah, that's right around when I stopped watching.
We're talking
about
the same Undertaker, right? The guy who at one point was Kane's brother, and he's super tall and has the weird beard. I'm pretty sure.
What do you mean at one point was Kane's brother? He's always been Kane's brother. That is Kane's brother. God damn it!
Well,
you'll
actually,
never convince me otherwise.
He's only that for the story. But also, he started wrestling in 1984.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Don't forget he was.
And then he took
a
break, and then he came back.
Yeah, he must be 80 years old,
dude. He's one of the oldest wrestlers still wrestling. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He only came back as he stopped being the Undertaker for a few years, and then he came back in 2004 as the Undertaker. But
was he always called the Undertaker?
Yeah. He was the whole shtick with him was that no one ever beat him at WrestleMania, I think it was. The whole thing was he was always the main event at WrestleMania, and no one ever beat him, and that was his whole thing.
It's because he used to just resurrect.
it's fucking cheating. Bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit.
Sean's still angry about WrestleMania 5.
Fuck that shit.
They hired a goddamn zombie. This is bullshit. Well, speaking of the impossible wins, you guys remember Goldberg? And how he would never lose? Goldberg was the fucking man.
I loved Goldberg.
God, he was so cool. He'd come out into the ring in the fucking sparks, and everyone would be going, Goldberg. It was so great. I loved being a kid and watching
that shit. Do you remember Nature Boy Ric Flair?
Woo! 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 The man whose bones crumbled to dust after every match.
Yeah.
Guy was just fucking wrestling into his 60s.
He was fucking senile for like the last 12 years.
Oh, man. Aww. So who was all your favorites? And then my favorite was Kane, and probably
Kane.
Always
Same.
Will be.
Kane
like
was
they fucked him up later in the career, like when he became Business Kane and Unmasked Kane and all this weird shit. But original Big Red Machine Kane was so fucking cool.
That was a scary dude. He was 19 feet tall.
He was fucking frightening. Oh my god.
Nightmare fuel.
I'd always play as him in the game as well, because
I watched his horror movie, See No Evil. It was okay. Have you guys seen that movie?
Don't ruin the lore.
No.
Well, the lore. They only made it apparently because he was like, "I want to murder people in a movie." So they made a horror movie where he was the monster, and it wasn't that bad. It was kind of whatever, but it was an okay movie.
But the executive's too scared to like decline him the offer or some shit.
He just walked in the office and folded his arms as they were thinking about it.
After the fireworks blew up, entering the door,
he picked up a chair,
and you just hear over the PA. You hear over the PA system in the office.
I love the idea of him coming the night before just to set up the pyrotechnics.
It's all about entrance, man.
There's a power move and a half.
So who are some other great names in that? We got, of course, The Rock, who's still big today.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin was the man. I still think probably contender for the greatest match of all time in the WWE is Stone Cold versus Booker T in the supermarket. You guys remember that?
No.
Oh, man. They had like a no-holds-bar anywhere match where it was like, that was when they'd leave the stage and go backstage or go to like the outside of the arena or the nearby hot dog stand or whatever. There was a match where Booker T fought Stone Cold Steve Austin in a rented out grocery store. And the entire time Stone Cold's just beating him with like pizzas and jugs of milk and shit. And by the end of it, they're like covered in flour and turkey legs and all the shit. And the funniest part is there's this shot of Booker T like sweating and passed out and panting and like falling over himself. And then the camera pans to the end of the aisle and Stone Cold's just stealing beer and drinking it on the spot. If you can find it, watch it. It's probably my favorite wrestling match of all time. It's really good. There's a part where he takes him to like the meats to like throw him into a freezer, and as soon as it happens, like JR goes, "Not the produce section." And it's just it's quality wrestling. It's one of the finest things they've ever done.
JR is probably the finest announcer in all of sports.
Didn't he die or something? Didn't one of them die?
Don't tell me. Well, maybe in the wrestling lore, but don't tell me in real life.
Yeah, no, it's upsetting.
Kane choke slammed him out of existence.
Well, I mean, don't worry, he can resurrect.
What about Mick Foley, Mankind?
Mankind McFoley, he's a classic. Oh, Kaya's answer was good. Do you guys know about smooth sailing Ashley Remington?
No, who's that?
The guy. Charlie and I went on a wrestling binge for a while, and this guy, they were wrestling in like a high school gym. And the guy, he was wrestling some, I don't know, juggalo, I guess, some fat ass.
His name was Scarecrow.
Glad you remember that.
Name. It was a great match. That's the contender for my favorite wrestling match.
Episode 13, yeah. And Ashley, he had on this little bathing suit, He had a little
Speedo. It's like the spandex that Triple H would wear, stuff like that.
Yeah, and in the middle of the match, he started sprouting a chubby and awkwardly hiding it. Like, it wasn't scripted.
Talk about smooth sailing.
It became a different kind of fight.
No, he was fighting just awkwardly sitting down on the ropes and shit, trying to hide it.
Yeah, he was fighting two opponents at once there. Like, he had to constantly keep adjusting and, like, tucking it up.
He must have been really aroused, because when I work out, my dick doesn't get hard. Like, it gets small and retracts back into my body because the blood is just leaving for all the muscles.
You'd probably
shit.
Get hard if you're getting beaten up, though, Kyle.
Well, yeah, by Ruby Rose, not fucking the Scarecrow. That's some fucking juggalo with face paints, no.
So was this amateur or was this a professional?
It was from an organization called Chikara.
I gotcha.
They have a lot of really goofy wrestlers, and from what I heard, Ashley Remington retired, so no more boners in the ring for Chikara, unfortunately.
That was his secret move, though.
Yeah, it gave him power. It was like his Kaioken of wrestling.
He would leap up and take him out with a body tackle by shoving his dick down their throat.
God, rest in peace, Ashley Remington. Whatever you're doing out there, keep sailing smooth, buddy.
That, and then we also watched Japanese wrestling, where they try to go extreme, where they swallow glass light bulbs and all that shit.
Oh, what the fuck?
Try to sit on
top
of them.
That's next level.
Oh, it's
dope.
They
roll around in glass and they take little pins and they basically sit down and pencil needles through each other through windows into barbed wire.
Yep.
It was cool.
It was
cool. You
ever
see the one where they take a fucking processor chip with all the pins in it and they put it on this bald dude's head and then slam it into his skull?
I think.
And it just sits there like they installed it on a CPU. It's really entertaining.
I remember the one where one of them takes a handful of chopsticks and shoves them into one guy's brain.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was big. Some over here. Shit. It was called Combat Zone Wrestling, CZW.
Yeah. That, yeah. CZW.
They had a video game called Backyard Wrestling. I fucked with that real hard.
Guys, I have an update on the Drake Bell, Josh Peck thing, kind of related. So Amanda Bynes apparently sent out a tweet at some point, and it's at Drake, but it might be she meant to do it to Drake Bell, and it says, "I want Drake to murder my vagina."
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's an interesting Trouble development.
Trouble in paradise.
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere.
I mean, in her defense, who doesn't?
Me? I'm into Josh Peck.
Until this recent discovery here. He's really lost a lot of goodwill.
I don't know, man. The lust is still there. The morals are gone, but I can't quell this hunger.
Just like smooth sailing.
Just turn it off.
I want some of that Peck.
What's his name? Smooth sailing what?
Ashley Remington.
Ashley Remington. Yeah.
He's like he's pulling a Remington right now. The fight's going on, but he's got something else in mind.
No. Also, Amanda Bynes is still alive?
Yeah, she's against all the odds. She's managed to make it this far.
Good for you, Amanda Bynes.
She's only how many times has she shaved her head now? I think she's on her third, right?
Oh, is that the lady that came back like, "I'm not addicted anymore"?
You ever notice that's the go-to move for, like, popular women who have either a breakdown or try to have a forced renaissance? Their first go-to thing is shave your
head. Watson.
Britney Emma Spears. Watson, Miley Cyrus. Who's... Katy Perry Spears, did it.
Katy Perry's going through it right now.
Katy Perry literally just did it. Yeah, it's
Bruce
their whole
Willis.
Thing.
I mean, didn't Katy Perry do it because she did some hairstyle and then... some people bitched at her and she was like, "I'm so sorry, I culturally appropriated y'all, so I'm gonna wear this Nazi hairstyle now."
What? I don't know.
She didn't have
I don't know. She did like an hour therapy session and live streamed it and then said that she changed her hair because she wanted to be Catherine and not Katie or something like that.
Catherine.
Who's Catherine? Oh, is that the religious one?
No, she's a famous wrestler.
Right.
Yeah. Catherine Von Stees.
Catherine Goldberg.
Her alter ego. The religious nun.
Stone Cold Steve Catherine.
Well, apparently, speaking to that guy, I think Stone Cold Steve Austin has a really successful podcast now.
He does. Yep.
Yeah, I've always wanted to check it out.
Steve, he's always a really likable dude, so.
Yeah, come on here.
Yeah.
The dude had
the easiest fucking hype sessions ever. All he would do is go out and drink a beer, and if the audience wasn't feeling the beer, he'd just interrupt everyone with, "What? What?"
I loved when he came on, because someone would toss him two beers, he'd slap them together and then just grease himself down like a pig with the beer.
I always thought that the people who tossed him beers were the fans. I was expecting at some point fans just to be pelting him with beer cans towards the end of his career.
Don't ruin the magic. It was all his fans.
It's magic.
Yeah.
He summons the beers.
I like when superstars do that with their fans, not the other stuff, not the butthole spreading.
Yeah.
Come here, come on the podcast, Steve. We have drunk casts.
We'll slap beers together for you, Steve.
Yeah, man.
Make those beers clap.
I have a hairy chest, too, so it'll soak up the first few cans.
I'm sure that's what he's concerned about, Kai, whether or not you get sticky.
That is sealed the deal.
I'll probably give my chest hair a nice little coating, make it smooth and shiny.
Hey, Jack, which celebrities have you met?
All of them.
Every single one of them. Wrestled with them all.
He's wrestled with the greats, tussled with titans.
I don't know if you guys know, I met this dude called Markiplier.
Who?
Who's that?
Oh. If he's not been on our show, he's not a person.
Fuck.
Only people who've come on this show are official people.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm an official person then.
You're a twice certified official person. We're like the Red Cross of issuing out official certificates. You just renewed.
Fuck yeah,
Sean,
dude.
I hope you feel special. You're in a club of literally yourself and one other person currently.
Alex?
Yeah. You two are the only repeat visitors so far.
Wait, no, Ray was in two episodes, but he only...
I don't count the continuations, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't count it. He basically just didn't want to leave. I mean, we had to ask him to leave, basically. That's how much he liked
the podcast.
Technically,
Alex is in the three for club, and that just puts him way far ahead.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a title no one's taken.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, anyway, you tell Markiplier to come on.
That's a championship belt no one's wearing.
They give us a shot the first time, and then the second time they confirm they don't want to be on again. It's the moment of,
that's the real reason. It's not because it's super prestigious. Everyone's like, fuck, I'm not doing that again. You know, says a lot about me, doesn't it?
Maybe it won't be that bad. Oh, it is. Oh,
damn, just like I remembered.
Oh, that's sad. It's made me sad now.
I mean, for as much shit as we talk on this podcast, we have not gotten anyone into trouble. I think that's impressive.
Like, how did we get people into trouble?
What the fuck are you talking about? In the second episode, we destroyed another podcast by accident.
I mean our own guests, like people we like. We have them on, and usually on YouTube, the way drama works is they say hi, and then Polygon writes an article saying they're a Nazi. That has never happened to any of our guests, so we're doing something right.
It's a good point. He's not wrong.
That's a decent topic. Do you guys follow like any game journalist websites or any of that anymore?
Oh God, no! Don't get me
started. I used to back in the day, but it's just such a cesspool of needing to make content at this point that it fucking.
It's a cesspool of people putting their own
like. Did you see the screenshot where I know they're like the lowest of the low, but Kotaku, when Final Fantasy, I think it was 15, some game like that came out. It had Always Online. It might not have been that one, but it was some big
SimCity
RPG. Yeah, and the article they published it when it came out was SimCity is always online, and here's why that's a good thing, and it goes on and on and on. And then literally a week later, they publish a different article that says SimCity's online needs to be stopped.
No, yeah. They are atrocious. There's absolutely no difference anymore between... You know how we always used to make fun of Tumblr? Tumblr would be the go-to, almost the straw man, like... No, but... 5 years ago, it really used to be quarantined only to Tumblr. You'd go there to make fun of the crazies. And now it's all of them. They spread out to Kotaku, Polygon, the whole gaming community. It's upsetting. And also, Andrew, when you said that title, it made me internally cringe because I hate that title grammar structure. It goes, here is this news, and here's why we're telling you it's bad.
The one that always gets to me, and I can't believe people still do it, is number 6 will surprise you. Or you won't believe number 2.
That trend is over.
They still do it. I still see it plenty of places. It's ridiculous.
Oh, Christ.
Like, I get list articles if, like, the article is a list. Like, oh, top 10 reasons we like this game. Fine, whatever. Top 10 reasons my butthole is itchy. Like, whatever. But why do you need to tack on the, you won't believe number 4? It's like I'm clicking the article to read the
numbers. It does the opposite to me. Whenever I say that, no, I, like, avoid those. I never click on anything.
It's because you're a sane person.
It's aggravating.
Yeah.
It's aggravating. I just get angry when the title is telling to manipulate me rather than think.
I really don't get how clickbait's still successful. Like, it's probably the most uniformly hated thing.
Kids,
probably, yeah, that's a good point.
It isn't, though. It's not the clickbait itself. It's that you're trying to hit a certain demographic there. Like, people who already are likely to click it. Like, I don't know. Tell me a game that has, like, a rabid community. Or just an easier example, just...
Oh,
yeah, Skyrim, whatever. Like, Skyrim VR is out, and here's why that's the best thing ever. Or they do it with politics, it's super easy, right? A Trump supporter saved a kitty out of a burning building, and here's why that's racist. And of course, then they're going to click that, and it's so fucking easy.
Fake news.
Oh.
Well, that's the thing, is that it starts off working, and then you've done it so often that you become that. It's the same with all these YouTubers who start off clickbaiting. It's like world's biggest fun GTA 5 map.
Yeah, that's
and
a
then
good
it
point.
Just
3 a.m.
You just morph into that because that's all you get your views from anymore. If you change it, then no one watches.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to inspect those like algorithms and all those people. I always watch those and I concentrate real hard thinking who's watching these. Because the only people I interact with, the only people I ever see or interact with in my life are the ones who are like, oh, I don't watch this clickbait shit. I don't get into this. But then I think, well, okay, who is giving them these numbers? What culture is this? Well,
literally 12-year-olds, Andrew.
Yeah,
like kids in high school and pre-high
like what's
school.
Nuts
when you go
is we're, like it or not, everyone in here right now, except Jackson, he's on the lower end, we're all getting past this point where We don't understand the generation that's coming now.
No, he's completely right. We're in some way, we're getting old, especially with how quickly...
No, I know,
Charlie,
but why, I don't know why you just chucked Jackson under the bus.
You're 2 years older than me.
Jackson. He's the child at the Thanksgiving kids
okay,
table.
Act out like a little child, Jackson. Come on.
Be mature. Yeah, Jackson still clicks the videos at the 3 a.m. title shit, but we don't.
I bet Jackson watches fidget spinner videos.
Jackson watched Charlie's 3 a.m. fidget spinner video and was genuinely concerned he was going to be hurt or something.
Oh, I want to point something out real quick since you brought that up. The amount of comments from people saying, "It's not 3 a.m., you fucking liar, the light's coming in," is alarming. It makes me so sad.
I saw that and I almost said something to you.
I've clicked on at least a good 40% of those. I've clicked on the people's channels that set them. There's nothing I can find on them, but it just makes me so unbelievably sad in the future.
Sean,
I'm sorry about sending that to you.
That is the one fucking thing I actually wanted to talk about. I'm glad you reminded me. I've found lately the only thing that actually really infuriates me and upsets me now is when people don't get your joke and assume you're stupid for it.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's the one thing, because you can't even reply to them. Like, what do you say?
It's not even a joke. It's what upsets me is when they take anything and act like it's the end of the planet.
Exactly.
If it's a joke or not.
No one can be constructive anymore. If you make like a bad video or something they don't find funny, they have to say, "Wow, this was fucking bullshit and you suck dick and you're terrible at this. Kill yourself." Like, okay, well, that's good to know.
Thanks.
Sean, you don't know, but this leads to internal drama even in our group. with me, like, I had a fucking meltdown the other day. This fucking upsets me at this point. Sean, what's like the dumbest piece of anger you've ever gotten?
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
Not legitimate, like, I'm not talking about something like where even later on you maybe thought, you know what, maybe they did have a point. Like something legitimately stupid where maybe to this day you still think about it and you get angry.
Oh God, that's a good question. Oh, fuck. I wish I came prepared for this now. There has to be something that I've gotten so angry over and everyone else is like, "You're a fucking idiot."
Absolutely.
There's something there. Damn it. It's okay. When I come back for my third appearance, I'll let you know.
Just write them down.
I'm coming for Alex's title.
The WrestleMania.
He'll have to change his YouTube to just "I hate Jacksepticeye."
I don't want to talk behind his back, but he's sort of a poser, man. He doesn't hate on anything.
What?
I like this.
Yeah.
That's clickbait.
I like this drama right now. He's like challenging Alex.
I hate way more than he does. Like, I ask him, like, "Hey, Alex, so what do you actually hate?" And he's like, "Well, nothing really." Well, then what the fuck are you about? You fucking blasphemer.
I love Alex.
Yeah,
we're not. I hope Alex doesn't think we're actually shit talking.
I
like Alex. Human. He's awesome.
He's a great human being.
I think he can take a joke.
He's much funnier than I am.
God, that's the other thing. And I'm not trying to call out our fans on this, but there are some of you out there, and you know who you are, who do this. They assume that they know our entire relationship and dynamic from only listening to us for an hour at a time. One of us is shitting on someone else or making a joke at someone, they're like, "You guys need to back off and not make fun of him. He's obviously really upset." It's like, no, 5 minutes later, we were making jokes with each other.
The one I hate the most is just this weird way of them. I don't know why. It's specifically Charlie just assuming he hates us.
He does.
Where, like, it's like, "Oh, I don't know why Critical hangs out with you losers. You should leave the podcast." And I get that it's this weird fucked up way of them trying to compliment Charlie, like, "Hey, you're funnier than them," right? But it's like if I saw a pretty girl in a cafe with her mom or something, and I sat next to her and went, "You know, you're really beautiful. I look into your eyes and this goblin sitting next to you, she's really ugly. Like, how the fuck did she give birth to you? Why are you even hanging out with your mom? She's so ugly.
It's just
but
so
you're
insulting.
Beautiful. Do you just want to come with me, baby? Ditch this fucking troll goblin, tree-looking-ass motherfucker."
Yeah, I'm the official mom.
I would absolutely let Charlie be my mom. Are you kidding?
Just someone
stop complimenting him.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happened after the episode I was on. Everyone was like, "Kaya hates Jack.
Yeah, there we go.
Like, she's so mean to him all the time."
Oh, no. "Kaya, you bullied Jack. Oh, he was really mean and condescending to..." As if some guy with fucking 50 million subscribers or whatever could...
I'm such a small, defenseless little boy.
Like, Yeah, he's gonna cry himself into his pillow because some dorky doesn't know made a joke.
My favorite,
for 2 seconds.
My favorites are the ones that are just personal attacks, just because people don't find someone funny. Like, I've gotten three different messages or, like, seen comments at this point where it's like, it's obvious that Andrew was just on the podcast because, like, he bullied his way in. Like, no one wants him there. Yep. That's why they invited me. That's why they asked me personally a couple different times if I wanted to be on it. That's it.
You're like, he shoved me in the locker. We were afraid to say no.
I walked in with my theme music, kicked on the door.
It's true. He gave me a wedgie. He said, you put me on the podcast or I'm going to take your lunch money.
I think Andrew was the first person I asked about the podcast.
Even better.
Yeah.
Even worse, he bullied you first.
I wanted to say no, but Jackson was like, you're going to do it and you're going to fucking like it. Get on the goddamn podcast.
A little fun fact about the podcast. Jackson organized the whole thing. Kaya and Andrew had never met before, and Jackson didn't really know Kaya very well either.
I think and we had done one thing before that. I think it was an E3 thing.
And yet now Kaya and I are the greatest of friends.
But, like, I remember still the first day, Jackson sending me a message on Steam so you're going to do the podcast with us? And I was like, shit, is this Andrew or that Jackson guy?
And then I showed you my butthole, and we were all good.
You sent him a video of your spread anus saying, I'm Jackson.
Yeah, I recognized him through the sonic signature of his butt clap.
The O in Jackson was his sphincter.
You guys have a remarkable chemistry for that kind of interaction.
Oh yeah, you should see us sweet. Drunk.
you should see our Skype logs.
God, no. Re-educated.
Kaya, we just cut back in. We have to leave this part in now.
Yep.
That's how editing works.
Yeah. We only do one cut per episode, and Kaya squandered it.
Whole episode has to be scrapped now. Thanks, Kaya.
Yeah, thanks.
Take
a lot,
it from the
Kaya.
Top, boys.
Welcome back, sup cunts. Welcome to the official podcast.
All right, that's our new intro, boys.
I'm assuming you want us to cut that.
No, that's
no.
Great. Oh,
what
do you mean? Oh, wait, you're not American. You're allowed to say it.
Yeah, we say it all the time.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Cunt, even in America, you could say. Sean, could you say, buy the shirt, cunt? Give us a sound bite.
Hey, all ye cunts out there, better buy the shirts.
Oh, the perfect.
Merchant bio, always link in bio, every day, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah. In the description, we're big enough not to even need a description, but it's in there.
Become a maverick.
I hope I don't go to prison.
I hope you don't either, dude.
Yeah, I'm on your side, Kaya.
Thank you.
Sean's phoning in an anonymous complaint.
Kaya, it may be hard to believe, but none of us want you to go to prison.
No problem. I don't know how we're going to segue back into an appropriate topic now.
And then I fuck that girl right in the ass. Great story, Sean. Anyway.
When was the last time you performed anal?
The summer of 07, I think.
Great year.
You left such a mark, huh?
Dude, it was a good year.
Skid mark.
Well, nice. There's your segue.
Yeah, there it is.
Hey.
Hey.
And we're back. Hey.
Welcome back to the podcast that's about sucking your own dick. I'd like to thank Sean for
Thank you all for listening to our pre-approved jokes. We hope you come back next week.
Sean, really want to thank you for memorizing your lines for this episode.
No problem. It was really great, Juxon.
Hey, don't go off book, you fuck.
Fuck.
My God, he's getting out of control. He's going rogue.
I'm never going to take Alex's title at this rate.
Cut the feed.
Quick, insult me.
Your face sucks.
People don't know how to pronounce your name.
Shut up, Kaya.
It's Kayla now, apparently.
Kayla. Yeah. Tell Sean about the insult thing.
That's a long topic, too. Sean, do you know incels?
What?
All right, let's save that for your third visit.
Okay.
To be continued.
You know, we've been sitting here for like an hour now, and I haven't heard Board Burgers. And I'm fucking pissed.
I heard it.
I'm not the fucking OG of Board Burgers. There's only one person
you want
can
the
tell
Board
that
Burger?
Joke.
Charlie, you know what? Give him the Borg burger.
Give him the Borg burger.
He's
Charlie.
Asking for the...
With extra sauce this time.
Ooh, he's, girl.
Oh. You're asking for the, like, HD edition for on VR.
Charlie.
Jesus. Joke.
Charlie. My dick's in my hand now. Give it to
I
me.
I got
good.
It. If he wants extra sauce, give him the joke, but have it rhyme.
Ooh.
I don't think you can. That's I don't think one. You can do it. I don't think you can do it.
I don't know. Charlie's baby pussy.
No, I'm pussy good at rhyming.
Boy. He's 19.
He's a little bitch. Tiana doesn't get to help you.
Okay, all right. I'll try and rhyme it. That can at least put a nice little spin on it. All right. The Borg burgers joke.
No, she doesn't get to help you.
She's not. Yeah. No, she
blindfold her.
She couldn't if she wanted to. It's
get
fine.
Out. Get out the house.
Okay, I'll leave. I'm sorry.
She's going home. All right. All right. So, driving down I-4. Look to the passenger seat. I don't see a whore. I see a blonde girl. A tummy that's empty. I'm putting my foot to the pedal. Do you... shit. Jesus sent me. A nice restaurant. Nice. With a beautiful sign. With some burgers that appeared to be divine. I said with a chuckle and an even little whisper. I said, hey babe, look where we're going to eat our dinner. Boardwalk Burgers, that was the name. Throwing shit on a foreman, that was the game. But I had a slight feeling the burgers would be lame. So with my quit wick, I let out a joke that would truly slain me. Damn, that was it was close.
We let it slide.
Yeah, we'll let that one.
That would rise to fame.
Edit oh, there it you out. Go. Fix it.
Yeah.
I said strike my
fix it.
And then I told a joke that was really lame.
I already said lame.
Damn it.
Is that did I pass?
But you didn't.
You didn't tell
you
the
didn't
conclusion.
Lose a punchline.
You did, you did half of it. What is it? Is the rest DLC?
How do we know when to laugh?
Oh, whoops. Okay.
Recenter.
How is this so hard?
What do you mean?
Joke that would.
Yeah, slain. All right, that's where I was at. Joke, slain. All right, and we let it slide. The burgers were juicy. The burgers were scrumptious. A rumbling tummy. A rumbling rumpus.
Oh, you when fucked you yourself there. You fucked yourself into a corner there.
I'm challenging myself, goddammit. I'm like the Edgar Allan Poe.
And
the Robert
like Dark Souls of rhymes.
The benches were orange and.
The burgers seemed like they were tired, but it was my stomach that it desired. But I said no. The burgers weren't good. The burgers were bored. My car has a hood.
That was terrible.
That was absolutely the worst fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
I had a damn it!
I had a great start, though. At least give me that. I had a
you
good
did.
Start.
You came
though.
Out yeah. strong.
Yeah. It felt you're, I couldn't think of bored.
You're like the distance sprinter who like you had a good start but halfway through you tripped during the race.
I wanted to make it make sense. I was gonna go with sword, but I couldn't think of a way to do that, so I just tried to make it make
you're
sense.
You're like if Usain Bolt came out and he like did the first half of the race awesome and then he broke his ankle and fell over and killed himself.
Well, that's a bit harsh, but I guess I'll take it.
Good joke.
Thanks. I did
cue
it.
Cue the soundbite of buy the shirt, cunts.
Just put that in anywhere. There's a dead zone in the podcast.
Yeah. All right. Good job, Charlie.
Thanks. I'm fucking satisfied with
a
it. I thought I had a great
A for
start.
Effort. A for
yeah.
effort.
Yeah. At least you tried. You didn't pussy out.
Exactly. You committed. You didn't just go, I can't think of anything. You tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can wrap this up. Is there anything you did want to shout out, though, Sean? Like any new projects or anything?
Oh, like he needs us.
The official podcast shirts. I heard they're awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. What about those shirts?
They are, man.
Ooh.
Which one's your favorite?
I heard they're extra moist.
A bit of DNA
in every one.
Well, we don't want to promote
I haven't done that yet, but
I'm hoping to get a Kaya next time.
You can
get like
me.
Collection cards. It's like, which cast member will you clone today?
Yeah, which sperm is this one from?
Yeah.
It's always just mine. I fill every vial. All he does is... I mean, I could be a useful kitchen appliance if you buy me. You can, like, grind cheese on my chest and shit.
All he does is wring the poster out into a cup.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. All right. Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in, and a big thanks to Sean, a.k.a. Jacksepticeye, for coming on. Thanks for coming on again, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome. Thanks. We'll be seeing you for round three, back when we talk about some more serious stuff.
Yeah, and that time, I'm going to come prepared, too, to roast you, because I didn't know this was supposed to be a match today.
Okay.
Kind of threw a sucker punch at me.
Okay. Kind of threw you for a loop there for a while.
Yeah, but not too much. I mean, it's not like you were good at it.
Oh, okay. No.
I see how it is.
They fly in.
Don't worry about it.
It's okay. Right. So next time Kai is not on the podcast, it's just the rest of us.
We'll schedule for a day where Kai can't come.
Yeah, that's the only way you could win.
Oh no, the zingers are flying.
You got them.
All right. But big thanks to Sean and all the people on Patreon and everyone who watched. Big thank you. And yeah, see you all next time.
Later, cunts.
Bye-bye.